أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. Previously we read where Allah Ta'ala encouraged us to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. The bare minimum is our zakat that we must pay properly. But unfortunately in that also there is great deficiency. And the encouragement in the Quran Sharif, it appears that that must be there, the zakat, but much more than that also. A mu'min by nature must be that he's all the time spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. His hands must be in his pocket, that wherever he can find somebody, he's giving. All the time looking. The encouragement of the Quran Sharif is in that way. And for that, Allah Ta'ala explained the 3 incidents. The one was that Allah Ta'ala is in control of life and death. So our money, moreover, we shouldn't be worried that I'll run short of funds, etc. Poverty will come to me. In fact, ulama have written that in 70 ayats, Allah has promised that He gives rosy. And only in 1 ayat, Allah quoted Shaitan, where Shaitan says, Inna Shaitan ya'idukum al-faqr. Shaitan promises you you'll become poor if you spend in the path of Allah. 70 ayats of Allah we don't listen to. And 1 ayat of Shaitan, where all the time it has overtaken us, if I spend, I'll become poor, I'll lose out, etc. So then the next 2 incidents Allah explained of how He will bring back the dead to life. In other words, this was all to create that yaqeen in us, that we have more yaqeen on the akhirat than in this dunya. We have more yaqeen on the investments of akhirat that we make than in this dunya. That we should have. Then Allah Ta'ala now, in what a beautiful way, encourage us when you know that everything is in the hands of Allah. Allah controls everything, and the great rewards Allah gives, then don't pull back, but spend all the time in the path of Allah. So Allah says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. مثال ان لوگوں کی جو خرچ کرتے ہیں اپنے مال اللہ کے راہ میں. The example of those people who spend their wealth in the path of Allah. That is, the wealth which Allah had given them, in the first place it is not ours. Allah gave it to us. It is just a trust and amanat to us. And the right place to spend it is to give it back to Allah, and the various sources Allah has made for that, the poor and the needy, the widows, etc., the madrasas, the masjids, etc., all good causes, then we are sending it back to Allah Ta'ala who gave it to us. So those who do that, they get what they spend, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَمْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلْ. ایسے ہے جیسے کہ ایک دانہ اس سے اگے 7 بال ہیں. Example of that is like you plant 1 millet seed, corn seed, and then it grows in its 3 7 corns, and in each one there are 100 seeds. So you planted 1 and it grew to 700. So look at the barakat which Allah gives. You only planted 1 seed and it grew, and then you got 700 seeds in return. So Allah Ta'ala says, فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ 100 حَبَّةٍ. In each corn, in each millet, there are 100 seeds, and it has given 7 millets. So 7 times 100, 700. And that is not the limit by Allah Ta'ala. وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. اور اللہ تعالیٰ برہاتے ہیں جس کے واسطے چاہے. And for whom Allah wants to, Allah gives more than that also. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. اور اللہ نہایت بخشش کرنے والا, سب کچھ جاننے والا ہے. And Allah Ta'ala is wasi'. There is no limit in any quality of Allah. Allah can give limitless, whatever, how much He wants to. Allah hasn't got a fixed amount of store in His bank. There is no limit whatsoever. Allah creates and creates as He wants to. And Aleem, Allah knows who to give. Those people who spend freely, happily from their heart, Allah gives them in great abundance in return. And this example is so beautiful that as the farmer, he puts the seed, he must put a good seed, not a rotten seed, otherwise it won't grow anything. And then he has to look after that seed, water it, fertilizer, etc. And then after that, when the corn is grown, then he must preserve it also properly. Otherwise, he can lose it all. Birds will eat it up, etc. He must look after it. Just like that, a person, the farmer is the mu'min, the believer. And the planting of the seed, the farming, is his giving in the path of Allah. So you just give one rain, Allah will increase it to 700 rain. Allah will give you so much more in return. But then as that the corn must be looked after also, protected, birds, etc. must not come and eat it. Like that, this also must be looked after, that show and name and fame must not come. That we spend in the path of Allah, but we are doing it for name and fame. That people must see that we are spending. And after that, the corn, like we see, the huge, huge silos the government builds in order to preserve the corn in those big silos. Our amal must be also preserved. There mustn't be what is called ihsan jatana. That we remind that person, you know, I helped you out. I gave you this, etc. Or we go and talk in front of other people. I helped that person out. I brought him up in life, etc. There shouldn't be anything of that sort also. So in this way Allah encourages us, and to quite a long distance this subject matter is carrying on of spending in the path of Allah. And this is also just like nafil ibadat, namazes, etc. Tilawat of Quran, zikrullah should be in a mu'min's life. It should be part and parcel of his life, like that spending in the path of Allah. Even if it is 50 cents a day we give, one rain we give. In the Hadith Sharif it comes so much that if it's a piece of a khajur, not necessarily a half a khajur also, just a piece of khajur, in other words, give whatever you can. But the mu'min, they shouldn't, the righteous and the pious, regarded that one of the worst days of their lives in which they did not spend in the path of Allah. Every day they made it a point, they must spend in the path of Allah. So we also should see, are we spending even once in a month in the path of Allah? The most when we take out our zakat, perhaps we take out, we calculate our zakat also so strictly, that is those who do it. Otherwise that also we don't do properly. And then perhaps at that time we might keep some lillah also, once a year in Ramadan. Whereas spending in the path of Allah should be a normal daily practice of a believer. Not only once a day, but it should be that wherever he gets a chance, he's spending in the path of Allah. And we, it is just after all what we have read, we should build this within us, and we'll see that though I'm just a, I'm a worker, I'm earning a limited amount of wages, but we spend from there, we will be surprised ourselves how much Allah will give us. But we don't take the courage to spend. And then first we must take the initiative. But تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person who comes one hand span to me, but first move that one hand span to Allah. Then Allah will come in arm's length to you. Who comes to me walking, I will go running to that person. But we start the walking. We're not walking. So where is Allah going to come to us? We must start it. So we should start our nafal ibadat. We should start our sadaqah, our charity, and then see how much, how Allah comes to us and how much He gives us. The Muslims of the past, when they were practicing on this, there was no limit in their treasures. They couldn't keep account of how much they have got. So much Allah Ta'ala gave them. And today when we are counting and counting and all the time checking how much we got, there is no barakat in that money of ours. And we are so particular not to spend in the path of Allah. We mustn't miss out. We mustn't by mistake lose out anywhere. We will query every transaction that we haven't lost out anywhere. We can't, our hearts are so closed. After all this, our hearts should open and we should spend in the path of Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq. And spending in the path of Allah is not only that we are going to get how much more in return, but Allah will save us from calamities, illnesses, accidents, court cases, all types of things. Allah will protect us when we start spending in the path of Allah. And Allah will use us more for His deen, for His ibadah, for zikr, etc. So this is a great avenue and source for our own goodness. It is just for us to take the initiative and start and see how much Allah will give us in return. Wa akhiru da'wana.